This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1822. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 21st, Alaska, Albania, Australia, Bhutan, Biafra, Bougainville, China, Cuba, Ecuador, France, Gambia, Guinea, India, Indonesia, Italy, Korea North, Kurdistan, Madagascar, Myanmar, Palau, Taiwan, Uganda, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Venezuela, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Our first item this week is filed under Alaska Non, and here's why. The reactivated Madagascar World Voice has English programs from two different sources. During a couple of the hours, they are just broadcasting the same program they have on KNLS in Alaska. Midnight UT on 9600 and 0100 on 9665. Both of these are listed as on a 40-degree azimuth toward South Asia for the wake-up audience. 9600 is a clear frequency, but 9665 seems to have a stronger signal here for some reason, although it collides with the Brazilian Voz Missionaria, which is slightly off frequency, causing a low rumble head. Anyhow, on April 19th, I was listening to the second of those hours and was hearing KNLS Alaska programming, including From the Top of the World, Postcard from Alaska. And of course, this is about as non as you can get from Alaska, actually transmitted from Madagascar. It's too bad they don't put this on a clear frequency, of which there are plenty on the 31-meter band, such as one side or the other of 9665, both adjacents. We hear nothing on them. It seems that Radio Tirana Albania is sometimes having problems with its transmission, such as a power outage at the transmitter site Shijak. UT April 19th at 0130, I thought I had a barely audible carrier on 9855, but Stephen Wood in Massachusetts says there was no signal at all when he was listening at the same time. We can always compare it to the other Albanian site relaying China Radio International in English at the same time, 9570. The signal there is always stronger. But if we're getting that, we ought to be able to get something from Tirana itself. On April 14th, Tim Gaynor updates us on the antenna for his unique radio, 3210 in New South Wales. He says, I've just put up a half wave for that frequency between two poles about 30 meters in height, facing northwest and southeast, with tuning well under 1.2 to 1, so hopefully the signal should go further, especially at night. And, at my request, he's also set up a website, including a program schedule. It is www.uniqueradio.info, and it reconfirms the times when he's broadcasting World of Radio, which are Fridays and Sundays at 0830 UT, and Saturdays at 0700 and 1400. If anyone can hear this in North America, considering the low power, it's Ron Howard on a California beach, and he reports April 18th, presumably getting something on 3210 from Unique Radio at 1335 to 1345. He says, for the first time, I'm confident I was hearing a fluttery open carrier from this low power station, close to hearing some actual audio. My local sunrise at 13:29, certainly my ideal time to check for them. Also heard about the same time, April 19th, with a fluttery carrier. I'll need extraordinary conditions to get any audio, but it should be heard much better around Australia or with a remote receiver closer to New South Wales. BBS in Bhutan is one of two Asian stations on 6035 or thereabouts. Ron Howard in California monitored April 14th and found it 50 hertz on the high side from 1210 until off at 1216, but it was mixing with PBS Yunnan China in Vietnamese. Both were talking. BBS went off before there was any music to be heard on that date. And then on the 18th of April, Ron says BBS had a respectable signal until it cut off again at 12:14 UT, while PBS Yunnan continued. More about it later. And he also heard from Hiroki Komatsubara in Japan as of April 19th that BBS Bhutan had normalized its frequency closer to exactly 6035 instead of 0.05. As we reported last week, the clandestine radio Biafra said it would resume broadcasting on April 20th on a different frequency than before, 11700. So I was checking, starting at 18 UT, which seemed to be the beginning of the three-hour broadcast they were talking about, but didn't really expect to hear anything over here since I couldn't really hear their previous frequency from somewhere in Europe, 11600. I asked members of the DX Listening Digest group to check, and it was confirmed not on the air by Jari Savolainen in Finland and by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain. However, he checked their website, www.ipob.org, again, and says they still claim to be on 11700 from this date, but they don't give the exact times. I continued checking, and there was a trace of a signal after 21 UT on 11700, not sure what. So we must keep checking. If any further reports come in before I'm through with this program, I'll mention it at the end. Bill Bingham in South Africa confirms he was not hearing Radio Biafra either. No reports lately of NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea, but here's one from Ron Howard on 3325. April 20th at 0901 with a PNG bird call and then regional NBC news in English, which at that hour is also carried by the private station, Wantok Radio Light, 50 hertz below 7325. There is an NBC program schedule at 925, some speeches during the following half hour, another bird call at 10:03 and news in English until 10:13. He says at this time, the co-channel Indonesian, Palangkaraya, was not a factor. Bougainville was semi-readable and was still being heard at 11:08. Now about that other Asian station, Ron Howard hears on 6035.0 PBS Yunnan, China. April 18th, 12:50 to 13:02 UT, remarkable Asian reception then. It was in Vietnamese, and there was a brief Chinese language lesson of very simple words. At 13 UT, they have a multi-language ID, one in English and in Chinese. Yunnan Radio and Television International, The Voice, Shangri-La. Then they went into Chinese programming. He was very happy to actually catch a very readable ID. And almost identical reception the following day, April 19th, with a nice clear ID. Fairly easy to catch now, and no longer rare since there's been a change in conditions, no longer any adjacent channel interference. April 14th at 20 UT, I found no signal from Radio Havana, Cuba on 15140, which should be starting French on its new frequency after an hour of English. And later I found out why. Dan Robinson in Washington, D.C. discovered the English hour at 1902 on 16180 instead. Why would it be there? Humberto Molina in El Salvador explains he's already logged that frequency as one of the numerous Cuban spy numbers frequencies back in September. So the Bauta site has once again mixed up Radio Havana Cuba with spy numbers. There's plenty of spare capacity for espionage since RHC needs only one frequency until 1930 UT and only two after that until 2100. Not to mention the other two transmitter sites are idle for overt RHC broadcasts at midday. As usual, we document plenty of other mix-ups in Cuban transmissions in DX Listening Digest. Here's another significant one. Their own schedule is contradictory. Sunday, April 17th, after 22:30, I was hearing the Esperanto service on 17730 instead of the scheduled frequency 15370. But that's a good idea since they have another transmitter on that frequency in Spanish. And Wolfgang Bischel says the two had been on the air simultaneously, Radio Havana Cuba interfering with itself. This week's Leapfrog mixing product report from Cuba is 5055. April 18th at 0321, I had a very poor signal, but some music was audible there. The same as on 5025, Radio Rebelde. So that transmitter was leaping over Radio Havana on 5040, another 15 kilohertz higher. The same could happen in reverse and has been heard in the past on 5010. According to Arnie's schedule, all three 60-meter frequencies, Havana, Rebelde, and Progreso, are from the same Bauta transmitter site, so they are all subject to intermodulation. Should Radio Progreso be involved from 4765 during its limited schedule, midnight 30 to 0400 UT, those landing spots would be 4490, 4505, 5285, or 5315. Also, the Cuban transmitter relaying China Radio International in English during the 03 UT hour on 9790. When it achieves a huge signal on the fundamental, not always the case, is accompanied by parasitic spurs, which I measured 7.3 kHz above and below. Ecuador's only shortwave station, the low-power remnant of HCJB on 6050, survived the terrible earthquake. I was still hearing it afterwards, but not well enough to tell what they were saying, if they're actually dealing with the emergency. They're on the air normally between 0830 and 05 UT, and they were not staying on the air after 0500, as I thought they might on that occasion. At least the Reach Beyond Ministry, now in Colorado Springs, put out a call for aid for Ecuador, since they admitted having originated HCJB in that country. Here's a surprise new clandestine or reactivation of an old one, we're not quite sure, from a country apparently suffering from an increasingly authoritarian regime, Gambia. Iwe Ivanov noted a registration at 19 to 20 UT for a new broadcast in English to West Africa via France on 15465, but nothing was being heard when he checked on April 12th and 13th. However, on April 15th, Friday, Stephen Cooper in the UK reports hearing Radio Free Gambia at 1900 with mentions of Gambia and a day of prayer. They have a Facebook about it, G Broadcast Project, with the G, B, and P in capitals after the Facebook.com. Richard Langley, listening to the Twente remote receiver, was getting this signal peaking at 20 over 9. He says the interviewee was using a mixture of English and a local language, perhaps Mandingo. That was at 1932 UT. And then he and Stephen Cooper note that the final 10 minutes of the hour switched to French. However, listening to the recording, it appears this was not the Gambian service, which you wouldn't expect to be in French, but perhaps an error picked up Radio France International audio. Kai Ludwig says their first broadcast was apparently on April 1st, gathering from their Facebook profile, other than a very general observation that the operation opposes dictator Jammeh. So that makes the transmissions on Fridays only at 19 to 20 on 15465. The previous Gambian clandestine 5 and 6 years ago was called Voice of the Nation, Save the Gambia Democracy Project, or in a local language, Bati Remwi. But as I say, this may be unrelated to the current one. The previous one was brokered by Radio Miami International. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1-822. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Chuck Ermatinger in Missouri, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Things are really hopping on the shortwave scene in Africa. Here's another surprise reactivation. April 15th at 0254 UT, Paul Walker in Alaska heard something in French he could not identify on 9650. So the following evening, many more of us were checking it out. Bruce in New York was listening. April 15th at 23:40, hearing African pop music. Quite a good signal via the U20 STR website. 9650. Bruce Churchill in California was also hearing it at 23:53 with High Life Music, seemingly announced in French. Stephen Wiseblood in Texas also tuned in the Netherlands SDR and was hearing French and music similar to Zouk of the Caribbean at midnight 27, but sounded like it was from West Africa. I was also listening, starting at 23:50 April 15th, when there was vocal and instrumental African music. After midnight 2 UT, it was all talk in French, discussing something about an Islamic humanitarian foundation. Later in the hour, it was back to music, which lasted past 0100 with no ID at the top of the hour. First to identify it was Sakae Obara in New Jersey, who was getting it on his own receiver as well as via the Perseus in France. Along with lovely African music, it was, a few minutes before midnight 49 UT, Radio Guinea. As in Guinea, the country whose capital is Conakry, not the other one, Guinea-Bissau. And after that, it was heard by many, many others in the DX Listening Digest group. This all fits because we remember that 9650 was the Guinea shortwave frequency until they dropped all shortwave transmissions several years ago. The British DX Club's Africa Guide says they were last on shortwave in September of 2012 on 7125. It was still being heard later in the morning on April 16th, including by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. It had interference from Vatican in Arabic until 0705, but clear after that. He's not assuming it is coming from Guinea. It could be a relay from somewhere else. By 21:30 UT on April 16th, however, when I was looking for it again, there was no signal, and it has not been heard since, reported by anyone since then, as of early UT April 21st. So, what was going on? Was it a test from Guinea itself, or a relay back to Guinea from some other site? One thing for sure, we'll be keeping a close ear on 9650 in case it comes back again. A possible reason for this is a story in Conakry Time via Sheldon Harvey about the sorry state of radio and TV around Guinea, with many transmitters off the air and radio was not covering the entire country. Although 9650 could do so if skipping in from abroad, if it's coming from inside Guinea, they'd better use a lower frequency like one of their former ones, 4900 or 4910. Via Joe's Jacob DX India, the Sunday Guardian on April 17th, headlines, All India Radio mulls shutting down soft power shortwave units. The Prasar Bharati Board is contemplating shutting down the shortwave service of the External Services Division of AIR. Even as the proposal to switch to an affordable internet-based radio service is still under consideration, a section of the board is keen on closing down the shortwave service, as an exorbitant amount is being spent to maintain the current infrastructure. In fact, 95% is being spent on maintenance of the transmitters, high cost of spare parts not easily available. Only 5% is spent on the production of programs in 27 languages and paying salaries of staff. Keith Perrone in Taiwan replies, What can you expect? Shutting down the external service makes sense. They have so many problems. Fixing them would be too costly, and the Indians won't be able to do it. They have a very messy schedule. Announcers often sound as if they're talking through a tin can. Content is all over the place. It may be boring. And they have no listeners, according to him. There are so many other sources for information on India that are doing a million times better than All India Radio. Unfortunately, on the same frequency as NBC Bougainville, which I mentioned earlier, is RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia. 3325. Ron Howard also reports on it April 19th. Tune in at 12:12 to find them off the air when there should have been a Jakarta news relay. Still off at 12:30, but they were going at 12:46 with a strong signal. The 100-watt Marconi Radio International in Italy never gives us enough advance notice about their broadcast to mention on World of Radio, so I'll tell you about what happened last time in case something similar happens the following weekend. Their favorite frequency now seems to be 7690 USB, so keep that in mind. On Saturday, April 16th, they were going to broadcast from 12 to 13, 2030 to 2130, and 22 to 2300 UT, with nonstop music and IDs in Italian, English, Spanish, German, French, Catalan, as well as DX shows in English and Italian. Rumen Pankov in Bulgaria notes that Pyongyang Broadcasting Station, North Korea, reactivated 6400, heard April 2nd at 1630 UT, when he was also hearing many other North Korean frequencies. Also reported by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria on April 10th at 1825. Ivo Ivanov reports that the service from Japan about abductions by North Korea, which is in Korean and Japanese, called respectively Nippon no Kaze and Furosato no Kaze, has added a second frequency for all their broadcasts since April 1st. That's what I was hearing on 9900 on April 20th, between 13 and 14 UT. Most of these are from Taiwan. Parallel during that hour is 9950, but some of the later transmissions are via Palau. And about Dengue Kurdistania, Ivo Ivanov reports as of April 20th, a test frequency heard, 11605 via Bulgaria, between 1210 and 1240, since he was hearing the second harmonic on 23210. But the fundamental was parallel right next to 11600, still via Pridnestrovia. And he updates the schedule as follows, aside from whether they're going to keep using 605, all the others on 11600. 03 to 05 via France, 5 to 13 via Pridnestrovia, 13 to 17 via Bulgaria, 17 to 1930 via France, and 1930 to 21 via Bulgaria instead of Pridnestrovia. As we mentioned before, Madagascar World Voice, the brand new station, had a transmitter breakdown. It was off the air after only a few days, but they had returned as of April 15th. Heard on the 9600 broadcast at midnight 52 UT by Stephen Wood in Massachusetts. That's the same one I mentioned earlier under the heading Alaska Non. The other English broadcast at 04 UT on 9480 was being heard at first as African Pathways Radio, but sometimes it's been missing, and the repeat of it at 18 UT on 17640 still has not been heard at all as of April 20th. I suspect they only have one of their two transmitters operational. Monitoring via a remote receiver in Thailand, Wolfgang Büschel reports on Myanmar frequencies, including here's a change from Tazin Radio. It had been scheduled on 9590, but he heard it on 9460, a sesquihertz above that, April 15th at 1038. Further monitoring indicated that they're still slightly below 9590 at 0259, but by 0345, they'd moved to 9459.989. Ron Hard says, for some time, I've been monitoring almost daily transmissions of Star Star or Xing Xing Broadcasting Station, Taiwan, at 12 to 1230 and 13 to 1330 UT. Normally with fair or better unjammed reception of their Chinese numbers. A major surprise, April 19th at 12:06, to find program jamming of CNR1 on 7501.5 for the very first time, totally blocking any chance to tell if Xing Xing BS was even on the air today. The jamming was still going at 13:26. So Xing Xing may be looking for a new unjammed frequency. We've been wondering if Radio Lead Africa, that clandestine for Uganda, was still on the air. Torsten Hallman in Germany says it should have been at 05 UT, Wednesday, April 20th, on 12060, but there was no trace of it. In the MARE tip sheet, Ken Zicke in Michigan says, and I tend to agree with him, that 7445 is consistently the best BBC shortwave frequency, but too bad it's for only 1 hour at 05 UT via Ascension. The Voice of America has a new director, its 29th. Sworn in on April 18th was Amanda Bennett. Press release from VOA tells about her and her distinguished career in journalism as a contributing columnist for The Washington Post, executive editor for Bloomberg News, also was editor of the Philadelphia Inquirer and the Lexington Herald Leader, and was a managing editor at the Oregonian in Portland, a longtime reporter, correspondent, and editor for the Wall Street Journal, and has won Pulitzer Prizes. Graduate of Harvard College, author of 6 books, including The Cost of Hope, and is co-founder of TheDream.us, which provides college scholarships to children of undocumented immigrants in the United States. Unconfirmed, but we hope that Hamburger Local Radio will be resuming transmissions after a couple of weeks off, Saturday, April 23rd, including World of Radio. Check at these times, 0630 on 6190 and 1430 on 7265. I checked the previous week for that time span and found there was no interference from China, which is a good sign. Dave France has continued to spend much of his time on 5050 in an apparently live monologue. On April 14th, he was making pitches for pirates to participate in a feature to air Friday nights, Pirates Cove, and he even invited several pirates by name to phone in and go legal and avoid the risk of fines or having their Social Security payments eventually docked. Richard Langley in New Brunswick has also heard from Dave France, who says 3 100-kilowatt transmitters are being scrapped. The heat exchangers and plate transformers have been hauled off to a scrapyard. We are expanding our very profitable avionics shop and need the room. So WWRB is down to 2 100-kilowatt transmitters, not profitable, but love shortwave. And his Pirate's Cove, which hasn't started yet, would run between 7 p.m. and midnight Eastern Fridays on 5050. April 17th at 13:37, Ron Howard in California was hearing a carrier on 3944.1, but no carrier where Radio Vanuatu should have been, 3945.0. Could that have been it? This was after Japan had signed off, of course. Yes, Brian Clark in New Zealand measured it on 3944.21. At 0827, April 18th, Radio Vanuatu, definitely. Guess what? Eric Flodane sends a story from The Guardian that Nicolas Maduro is reversing the time zone change made by Hugo Chavez. As of May 1st, Venezuela will again be on UT-4 instead of 4.5. The propagation order from Older, ANK indices up and down, peaking at 12 and 4 April 24th, 20 and 5 with minor storms April 29th, 25 and 5 on May 10th. Solar flux dipping to 95 April 24th to 29th, but reaching only 100 May 3rd to 5th before dropping off again. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1822.